This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Florida fire teams work through the night in hopes of finding survivors in the Miami area building collapse that has left nearly 100 people missing. Only one death has been reported, but officials fear that number may skyrocket as they dig into the rubble of Champlain Tower South. The 12-story building collapsed early Thursday. More than 100 people were unaccounted for, including 35 pulled from the wreckage. The Champlain drew people from around the globe, some to visit, some to live. South American officials said 22 people from four countries were missing. Israel reports 20 missing citizens. There are also an undetermined number of Americans unaccounted for. The World Health Organization says Africa is facing a fast-surging third wave of COVID-19 pandemic, with cases spreading more rapidly and projected to soon overtake the peak of a second wave the continent witnessed at the start of 2021. A WHO regional office in Africa says the pandemic is resurging in 12 African countries. Meanwhile, the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus, first identified in India, has been detected in 14 African countries. With rapidly rising case numbers and increasing reports of serious illness, the latest surge threatens to be Africa's worst yet, according to the WHO Regional Director for Africa. He says just more than 1% of Africans have been fully vaccinated. 2.7 billion COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered globally, but the organization says just 1.5% of those shots has gone to the African continent. And the Associated Press reports that its analysis of recent COVID-19 deaths reveals that nearly all of them occurred in people who were unvaccinated. Find more at voanews.com.